Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. So we're about to get into a block of episodes that are all about relationships, because pretty much this entire time throughout this podcast so far, we've been talking about how to create a powerful, positive, beautiful reality for yourself, right? But as you probably already know, we're not the only people on the planet individually walking around in our own realities that don't touch anybody else, right? Relationships are a beautiful part of life. And they can also be wildly frustrating, incredibly painful, destructive, and everything in between beauty and darkness. So what we want to do in the next couple of episodes is help you transform either your current relationship or help prepare for the next relationship when you feel ready for it, so that you stand the greatest chances of making something truly beautiful for yourself and your partner.
Absolutely. And the most important piece for this is, as you are hearing what we talk about in these future episodes, because we're going to have some fun with them, is really listening on how you're currently showing up, how you've shown up in the past, and then how you want to show up in the future. And so really taking the learnings, being kind to yourself and your partner, not judging, but just observing. And from that place, you are going to find there is so, so much magic to be found in these lessons.
And you know, I'm going to speak for only myself right now, that just so you know, this is not coming from a place of, I have only had perfect relationships and I never make mistakes and I never get into fights with people that I'm dating. No, that's not it at all. What we are doing here is presenting you with the information that not only have we studied, but that we've lived through. And I know that the moment that I turned these principles upon myself and upon my relationships, they immediately improved. And of course, it's always a work in progress. Have I had the perfect relationship yet? No. But I know that by guiding myself with what we're going to teach you, that I do stand even better chances every single time I put these bad boys to work.
Absolutely. And whether or not the perfect relationship exists, I don't know. I really don't. I think that it's finding out how to make the most out of the relationship that you want, really. And I think Dan and I are probably going to learn a lot about each other as much as you guys are going to learn about us when we talk about these relationships. And how, again, speaking for myself, but I'm sure, Dan, you can relate, living through some of the most painful, most horrific, and probably most abusive relationships, self-included and self-inflicted, to really getting to a place where you can experience so much more love and so much more freedom and just so much more joy. So just know that we are both coming from a place of having experienced a lot of what we're sharing with you. And that's part of the reason why, again, like so much of the other content we've taught, we've become obsessed to a certain extent on wanting to understand it so we can actually utilize it and teach it to help empower ourselves, but also the people that we work with.
Right. So as we're getting into it, the very first thing that we're going to talk about is the components of any relationship, including the relationship that you have with yourself. And there are two components here called the divine masculine and the divine feminine, because it used to be the thought that men were men and women were women and we were completely different species and it was amazing that we could coexist. Yeah. Every single person has some divine masculine and some divine feminine in different balances, and that will lead you to seeing everybody that we've got around today. You know, you have incredibly masculine women and you have incredibly feminine men and everything in between. For example, if you look at the Vedic sciences, the oldest spirituality, it's where we get meditation and yoga from, they had 11 genders because your physiology was just one of the things that pointed people to knowing what your gender was. But really what was even more important was less what you look like and more who you are like, that balance between masculine and feminine. So understanding it within yourself is the first step to understanding it within other people and developing those gorgeous relationships.
So let's dive into this and just understanding these different types of energies and how they really work. And most importantly, remembering that everybody has a little bit of each of them. It's just understanding the way that I like to use this is, where's your center of gravity, right? Where's your most natural state? So when we talk about feminine energy, the way that I like to think about feminine energy, it's very much in flow. It's this type of energy where you're very much in a nurturing, unconditional love, being very radiant. It's like surrendering. You're very at ease, very creative, very much in touch with your feelings, very intuitive. You have a certain type of tenderness to you. And in this state, you're able to really connect and be that supportive person, be that person that's willing to listen, who is almost in a way selfless. And you have a sense of trust with the world and with your partner and with yourself.
So we're looking at the characteristics here in order to develop yourself, right? And by the way, this goes into the idea of authenticity as well, if you want to review that episode of what it means to be truly you. You have to be able to acknowledge both sides of you in order to really be you. And you know, that's one of those gorgeous things that inspires even more trust and connection and everything. So we go into femininity to look at what is it. And again, whenever we describe these things, look within yourself and see where this has applied or currently applies to you. So divine femininity is really focused in a couple of things here. Nurturing, absolutely, building trust in relationships. It's also around creativity, around capriciousness. So this idea that it's possible to flip from one idea to the other, from one emotion to the other. And sensuality is a really big part of the divine feminine. Whereas, for example, you look at how men and women drink alcohol, where women tend, or feminine women, tend to like fruitier drinks, things that taste good, right? And things also that look pretty, or, you know, champagne, something sweet and bubbly, right? This is sensual. Whereas masculine men may just drink straight tequila or straight vodka or straight whiskey, just trying to get drunk. And we'll talk about goal-oriented masculine in a second, but you can see there's the really big difference is that the feminine enjoys feeling and looking and tasting and hearing and all that, and then doesn't like to get tied down to anything.
Absolutely. On the contrast of this, I just want to bring this up and understanding how does the wounded feminine show up? And it's understanding some of these patterns so that you can see where that's showing up in your life or in the lives of others around you. And so that's where feminine energy, when they're wounded, they tend to feel powerless. It's a sense of weakness, feeling of withholding, right? They can't trust, so they withhold. It's a feeling of neediness or codependency that shows up, or maybe even oversensitivity or over being overly emotional. And so as we can start to recognize where what's showing up, we can start to see, oh, okay, this part of this energy just needs to be healed, so that it can step back into that trusting part of that knowingness, part of that flow, part of that, as Dan mentioned, that sensuality where it's able to freely express itself.
Right, because one of the things that the feminine energy likes to do is to create those connections and create emotional connections with the full range of experience. That's why if you see feminine, really feminine people sometimes really enjoy just being sad. People who are very well acquainted with their femininity enjoy that. They love watching sad movies. They love listening to sad music because it makes them feel something, right? So the feminine can get wounded and then go straight into this, well, expended so much energy trying to build these connections, trying to nurture these relationships, that, you know, when the wounding happens for one reason or another, the complete collapse can happen. And all of a sudden you find that the feminine starts losing appreciation for the sensual side of life, starts resenting the relationship, starts caving inwards, and then really wants to be healed by that side, is, you know, finally being appreciated for the creativity, finally being heard, seen, understood, and felt, regardless of the ability to move from one emotion to the next, from one idea to the next, that capricious characteristic. And you can kind of see how a lot of times there are people who are very much in touch with their feminine sides and just have them be wounded constantly because these issues are not addressed.
And this is a really, really big thing because it brings us into, but in a way of wearing a mask, right? If we feel like our natural center of gravity, right, our natural energy is wounded or in pain, then we tend to flip to the reverse energy to protect ourselves. So if your natural center of gravity is a very feminine feeling person and type of energy, and you find yourself wounded, oftentimes you'll start to wear this more masculine mask that it's a part of you, absolutely. But when you are living in it constantly and you're no longer allowing yourself to step into that feminine part of you for fear of being wounded more, then that's where you start to really take on this. And this is where you'll hear people talk about losing attraction in their relationships, which we'll get into in future episodes. But for right now, it's just understanding that when these wounds happen, one of the initial responses is for us to switch the energies that we're living.
Right. So you can see how someone who could start off very feminine and then have experience some abuse, for example, because of that, may flip and try to overcompensate by being overly masculine and allow the feminine to suffer. And so it's important to acknowledge both sides of you. And then, obviously, once you are able to do that, you can acknowledge both sides of other people. But first, just know that, look, you've got a feminine inside of you. One side or the other is going to be larger, but no matter how large a feminine is, it will appreciate the times in which you give yourself into those sensual experiences, creative experiences, just having fun, nurturing a relationship. Those maternal instincts that might be in men or women, right? Give into it. That's one of the reasons why, for example, men, even if they are masculine, they can give into it. If they don't have kids, they start businesses or projects. And they will look out for that project or that business just as if it was a child. And so there they can experience almost those maternal instincts, but onto something else. So when you allow yourself to feel that, or just allow yourself to fully feel all of your emotions without having to understand them, that's really appreciating your feminine there. And that awakens that energy, because the beautiful thing is that, and as Sophie said, the polarity between the masculine and feminine is kind of required to live a good, balanced life. Because with all this creativity, the feminine side does not have a lot of structure, does not have a lot of focused energy to put into a project. So, and by the way, the other way around, and we'll explain the masculine in a second, things tend to fall apart, right? So what you want to start doing immediately, even as we're talking, is identifying, where in your life have you had opportunities to really value, to honor your divine feminine? And how can you start right now to honor even more, right? And know also that femininity there communicates in a very specific way. Now, this will help you understand yourself even more and also understand other people. It's really important here that femininity communicates inferentially. And that means that you must be able to look behind the words and into the meaning being expressed, right? So the feminine may say, I'm thirsty. Really what that means is, can I please have a glass of water? Or even more feminine would be to ask someone else if they are thirsty, because really what they're saying is, I'm thirsty. Can one of us please get me a glass of water, right? If you look just at the words, it might not mean anything. You look at the literal sense, it's like, okay, you're thirsty. She asked me if I'm thirsty. No, I'm not thirsty. Okay, over. But really, you'd be missing the point. right? And so there you start to understand that even femininity within you, it's not direct. You're not going to get messages from your divine feminine that are clear cut, like an emotion, right? And so you have to look kind of beyond that in order to understand what femininity is actually trying to tell you.
Love it. Yeah. I'm over here nodding my head like, yeah, that's right. And here's the other thing to understand for feminine energy. What it really needs, right, what it craves the most is to feel safe. It just wants to feel safe so that it can fully express itself. And when it's in a place where it has safety, when I refer to safety, I mean a sense of certainty, right, a knowingness. It's able to fully express itself freely because it doesn't have to worry about things not the way that they plan or that they expect, but they feel safe in knowing that things are okay, right? And that's where we step into the masculine energy, because that sense of assertiveness, of confidence, of inner strength, of clarity, of focus, that is where we dive into a lot of the characteristics of that masculine energy. And when a very feminine energy is in front of a very masculine energy, you'll see this beautiful polarity where the feminine energy is able to fully express itself because it feels safe in a very certain environment because of what that masculine energy provides.
Right. So masculinity tends to provide that structure, tends to create energy, then share energy, very goal oriented, and is also very protective, very, very protective. You think about within a tribe of people, the masculine men would be protecting the tribe. The feminine women would be actually pulling the tribe together, keeping the tribe together and nurturing the kids and having fun and doing all sorts of fun, creative tasks and games and stuff like that, while the masculine men go out and provide and they go hunt and kill. So when you see that, they need each other. Within yourself, if you just had femininity without any masculinity to give it a point, you just have a million ideas and do none of them. You'd experience the world, but have no idea what to make of it or to do with it. You'd be overwhelmed by every little thing and just probably sit there on your couch and lose your mind as every single emotion just washes over you without any sense of rhyme or reason. I'd like to think of it almost like femininity is the ocean and masculinity is an island or rocks in it, that they need each other. Without the water, the island has nothing really special to it, and it has no life. Everything will die on it. But without the island there, the water has no form. It's just there, just kind of formless and changing into a billion different things without end. So they need each other. That polarity is critical.
And so, again, diving into some of the recognizing how this energy appears when it's wounded. When masculine energy is wounded, this is where you can oftentimes see it turn into being more of a perpetuator, right? It tends to have this abusive power. It's very dominant. A lot of aggression tends to show up, a lot of wanting to control and becoming, in a sense, maybe overly competitive, confrontational, a lot of criticism or abuse, or even a part of avoidance or being unsupportive or unstable. And these are just ways of recognizing that how this energy is showing up and saying, okay, hey, I need to be healed so that I can step into a place of being more certain, having more courage, being able to have clarity, stability, and being able to really focus and have direction and confidence. That way it can start to heal itself and provide that certainty for that feminine energy.
And what the masculine really needs, whereas the feminine needs that certainty to know that feminine could do whatever and just be itself. The masculine needs significance. That is a huge thing for the masculine energy. When you think about it, masculine men attribute so much of their value to what they can provide for themselves or their families, their businesses. That's why losing a job, even if a masculine man has all the money you could ever want, he could lose his job and then everything could fall apart. See, it rarely has to do really with the dollars and cents. But at that point, a masculine energy has attributed its significance to the job, or sometimes to the relationship, to a goal, any kind of goal and achieving that goal. And so it's really important there for the masculine side to be able to furnish itself with significance from itself, right? So ways that you can honor your own masculinity and also heal masculinity once it's been wounded is to find healthy forms, we call them like organic forms from yourself, positive, loving forms of significance that will be able to heal and build that masculinity so that it has all the energy that it needs in order to provide that femininity with that certainty and structure and energy.
And more importantly, too, to add into this, significance and a sense of freedom for masculine energy. It wants to have that sense of freedom to really be able to do what it wants, right? And when we talk about polarity in relationships especially, what you'll notice, and we'll talk more about this in future episodes, is how when masculine energy doesn't feel like it has the freedom to fully express itself and it feels like it's being controlled, it tends to start to go into more of that feminine energy. Or it starts to rebel and become a little bit more aggressive or dominant or avoidant. So it's just becoming aware of, okay, what this energy needs to feel significant and to feel like it has the freedom to be significant and like it's important, like it matters. And that's one of the beautiful things that the feminine provides for that masculine energy, because it allows them to really be able to have that sensuality, to allow that masculine energy to express itself and to be in control, to be certain, to be assertive, to have that direction, to have that confidence and that clarity. And also that feminine energy provides unconditional love, appreciation, acknowledgement, this way of just being tender. And in doing that, the masculine energy feels so much more love and support, where it allows that energy to feel like it really does matter.
When we're talking about the communication between those two sides, so we went over the femininity will speak inferentially, right? So you kind of have to guess at the meaning. And again, an example of that is sort of like, let's say masculine man, feminine woman are in a car on a road trip. Feminine woman needs to go to the bathroom, but instead of saying, I need to go to the bathroom, may ask the masculine man if he needs to go to the bathroom, right? So you have to kind of look through. Whereas the masculine will just straight up say it. Masculinity is very literal, right? A lot of that structure, a lot of that energy towards a goal. Well, being literal is like the fastest way to the goal. And so when we're talking about the masculine side expressing itself, if we're going to be talking about expressing through communication, through, say, even just words, writing it out or hearing each other speak, recognize that that's how the masculine energy likes to be. I want to drink a water. Like, I need to go to use the bathroom. Speak very, very literally, to the point, goal-oriented. And that's also one of the things that can create a little bit of the disturbance between the masculine energies and feminine energies, either within you or within other people. Because we have to understand that when we're speaking with someone else, they may not speak the same way we do, right? And that's a way to identify where someone is at right now, where their center of gravity is at right now, because if you hear them starting to speak inferentially, you'll know, and you know how to behave around them so that they feel wonderful and they feel amazing. And if you hear them speaking very literally, then you know exactly what to do as well. Now, it's really important, though, to keep open-minded, because a lot of the time when problems, and we'll get into this in another episode, when problems start lighting fires in a relationship is when people ignore that. They either ignore the masculinity and femininity within themselves, or they ignore it within their partners, and then masculine men start listening literally to their feminine partners, and they miss the message entirely. And the other way goes as well, where their feminine partners will listen inferentially to what a man is saying and read in meanings that are not even.
And what's also interesting too, and you'll see this a lot of times, and especially longer term relationships, where what started off as one person living in their feminine and the other person living in their masculine, somewhere along the lines, when some wounds come up, and we'll talk a lot more in depth about this in future episodes, the masks will start to come on, right? Where that once very feminine core energy now wears this more masculine mask to try and protect itself because it's wounded. And when it does that, it tends to create a lot of conflict and a lot of unattractiveness, right? There's less attraction or less polarity there, because when you have masculine and masculine, it's hard for there to be much of that emotional connection, that trusting. And it tends to be a lot more of really wanting to control the relationship, right? And this is where you tend to see a lot of these behavioral patterns that we'll talk about in future episodes when you do experience a lot of challenges in your relationship.
That can happen within you. If you don't give the femininity within you enough energy, enough care, enough nurturing, then it's kind of like exactly that. You've got two masculine energies, and then you'll just grind yourself down, because that lack of trust, as Sophie was talking about, will happen between you and either yourself. You'll stop trusting yourself, or you stop trusting other people in general, just you versus the world. Right? Or you might become so goal-oriented, you might forget to enjoy your life. Or you might get so stuck on one thing that you stop your creativity dead in its tracks. You stop nurturing yourself and other people, right? You're starting to see this, like, we need the feminine energy. And hey, if you have only the feminine, said that a little bit earlier in this episode, what could really happen, right? But that's the same sort of thing when partners get together and it just becomes two feminine energies, strong feminine energies trying to deal with each other, then it's like an emotional avalanche, but no resolution, right? It becomes really challenging to get to a point, to be able to put things to a closure, negotiate, and heal, because there will be so many things, so many ideas going in every direction without form, without purpose, really, that it's really hard to get out of that. So that polarity, again, very important.
And just to bring this up too, because especially in the business world, for a lot of feminine energy to have a certain level of success in business, you have to be able to master that part of your masculine energy so that you can get shit done, right? And that's part of what that beautiful masculine energy is there for. But oftentimes what you'll see with a lot of very feminine, where their center of gravity is very feminine, they learn quickly that in order to achieve at a high level, they need to be able to access that masculine. And what's interesting is when I work with a lot of women, you'll hear this phrase, "I can't show any weakness. I need to be strong." And that's the masculine talking, right? Because somewhere along the lines, there was something that was learned and or there was something that was seen to where a belief was created around not allowing that feminine to show up or that feminine is weak. And it's not. And so what's interesting is, especially in the business world, you'll see a lot of times very naturally feminine women feeling like they have to show up constantly with this masculine mask. And some women are very masculine in their core. But for those that don't allow themselves to express that feminine, what you'll see is they'll get to a point that they've been pushing so hard for so long, and then out of nowhere, it's just like this emotional hurricane just comes out because they can't suppress it anymore. And it's just all of this emotion that's been building up for years, if not decades. And when you finally give yourself permission to feel that and say, you know what, I don't have to be strong, right? You're giving yourself permission to tap back into that feminine and recognize that, holy crap, there is like this whole other part of me in here. And that's the beauty of it. It's recognizing that each and every single one of us, whether you're a man or a woman, that you have both of these pieces and that you need both of them in order to really have the ultimate level of success and fulfillment in your life. And most importantly, in your relationship, starting with the relationship with yourself.
And, you know, while we're on that, let's look at a couple of the things that I've seen a number of times where a feminine woman had to shut her femininity down to increase that masculinity. Be strong, be strong, be strong. And then a couple things happen. First of all, they have a hard time finding relationships, because then masculine men will look at them and see no polarity, right? It's just like being involved with a very pretty man, and this is not what they're looking for most of the time, right? So the other side there is that what will happen is that this now very masculine, sort of artificially masculine woman will then only be able to get into a relationship with a feminine man. And there is nothing wrong with that if that's how they are naturally. But usually that's not how it works. Usually the artificially masculine woman will find an artificially feminine man. They'll get into a relationship. Neither one of them is truly authentic to themselves. And the relationship starts off with a lot of problems, right? So you can see there that it's really important to keep that balance, because it is really powerful, by the way, for a woman to be strong within her femininity inside work. It happened with the Israeli army that it used to be back in the day that only men were drafted. And then they brought them up to women were drafted, but they weren't allowed to fight. And there is this discussion, same sort of discussion that continues to happen in America, of if we have women fighting, then men are going to get distracted and they're going to have to save the women because women are weaker and all this stuff. It'll make all of us weaker. They're all over the place. Their emotions are all over the place. Can't have them fighting. Can't possibly give them a gun. And this debate went really, really strong until eventually the Israeli government just said, you know, F it. We're going to let them fight. And we're going to see what happens. There's only really one way to find out. Half the population isn't fighting. That's ridiculous. We're a tiny little country under attack. And they let women into the fighting groups. And they found that they had never been stronger in their entire history. That the Israeli army went from being effective to formidable because they finally had balance, right? Because when the femininity and masculinity, when they both respect each other and compliment and work together and honor each other, can't get any stronger than that. Same thing in business. Same thing I once heard, I think it was Dr. DeMartini, who said that there are three factors that you can assess within a country and determine where they're going and how advanced they can possibly be. One is their diet. Second one is how they treat their elderly. And the third one is how they treat their women. Whether there is balance between masculinity and femininity, because without it, you cannot be fully strong. But with it, there is no limit to how far you can go.
Absolutely. So we could go on and on and on about this topic, but I think we've given you guys a pretty solid foundation and framework for understanding the masculine and the feminine energy. And we'll go more in depth on this as we start to talk more about relationships, as we are already, and really showing you guys how these energies show up and how you can discover it. So what we're going to leave you with today is a little exercise on being able to identify where you've been focusing your energy and finding that balance.
Right. So there are two steps. One is to just kind of pay attention to how you've been feeling, what you've been doing, where you've been spending your energy, where you've been putting your focus. For example, have you been super creative recently, just digging into a lot of ideas and spending time with just sort of creative, just flitting from one idea to the other and doing that? Well, maybe you're focusing a little bit of maybe too much or maybe just a lot. You've been honoring your femininity and maybe have not been honoring your masculinity as much recently, right? Nothing wrong with being super creative, but you can just say like, okay, well, yeah, I've been in this mode. Maybe it's time to add a little bit of balance, right? Or maybe you've been thinking, have been super goal-oriented. All I've been thinking about is making money, making money, making money, making money. I haven't really spent a lot of time just sitting down and enjoying some dark chocolate and wine, or just digging an emotional movie, or getting into a creative project, right? Because then you can see, okay, been a little bit honoring the masculine, loving it, it's been going great. Maybe it's time to add a little bit of femininity in there. So your second step is, after you've identified where you've been, add in the others. So if you've been firmly honoring your femininity and it's time to add a little bit more masculinity, maybe you can give yourself a goal, a little bit of structure. Give yourself something that you can accomplish that'll feel really good. Doesn't need to be a big thing either. right? It could just be something with a definite endpoint and a structure where you can put all those ideas, or at least one of them, into use. That'll give you something in return and make you feel even more significant. Then, if you've been really honoring your masculinity, time to add in some femininity, then have fun, right? Maybe if you have to, schedule some time into your day where you just get creative, you just play, right? Or you just sit there with a really good meal, really good wine, coffee, or tea, or whatever your thing is, some fruit, and just be mindful with the experience. Give yourself into the sensuality of it and know that it's okay. Or spend some time with your emotions that you've been feeling throughout the day, all right? As you're doing your masculine thing, kicking ass and taking names, maybe something comes up and you feel a little twinge of sadness or something is going on inside of your emotional system and you put it aside. Maybe schedule some time where you can revisit and let yourself feel it, right? Giving yourself a certainty and comfort that you're going to be fine, that you're okay, that it's a wonderful thing to be able to dig into these emotions. And then allow yourself to do it. If you have to put on some sad music or watch a movie that gets you into it or read something that brings it out of you, awesome. And then just let yourself feel.
Absolutely. So super, super, super powerful exercise for you guys. And please, 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 we would love, 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 love to hear your comments, your questions, what your thoughts are on this and what you guys are experiencing and feeling in your own lives and your own relationships, especially as we dive into future episodes. So feel free to leave those comments, questions, and our feedback below for us. We love hearing from you. And otherwise, have an absolutely extraordinary day. We will see you on the next episode.